Chapter 78. Liv reached the crest of the hill unseen, of course. Her mastery of her new powers had grown greatly in what was now almost a year since she'd ascended. Now, when people weren't paying attention, she was able to impose order on their very thoughts. As she worked, the ambling circuit of a guard's watch went from routine to clockwork, superfluities excised, perfect efficiency aspired to. But when you know patterns and can internalize others and create your own to exploit them, you can walk 12 unhurried steps, pause by a shrub, and wait for the man with the infection in his groin to scratch, and then move on. Not that all men or women were such automata. There was some twitchy woman who reacted violently even to the lightest touch. Liv simply gave her a wide berth. She reached the top of the hill overlooking Azuria Bay on the Blood Forest coast, and her breath was taken away. The bane lay below her, all of them, and all of them massive. Sub-red, sizzling in the waves, red, smouldering, orange, placidly floating, yellow, awash in men and whites, every line perfect, green, bobbing wild, cool blue, melding with the colour of the waves, and even the true prize, her superviolet bane, sitting invisible to most human eyes, known to most only by the odd bowl-shaped depression it made in the waves, waiting for her. That had been the White King's bait. She had the seed crystal, but he had the bane, her temple. Attuned to her powers, it had called to her and Belial all these months, calling, waiting to grant her her full power, for her to take her place as a goddess. Had she really finished her work and decided rationally to come here, or had she been pulled along, manipulated like a drunk to his only source of wine, swearing he'd chosen it, yet every day, despite decay and wreck, he chose it again. Wasn't there one last place she was supposed to go to fulfill her mission? One place near here? Something to do with Kip?
"We will be safe, mistress," Belial said. "I shall know the very moment the least of them thinks of betrayal."
"And I can trust you, of course," Liv said. She'd been careful not to voice her suspicions to him before, but now it slipped out.
"I've no wish to be chained either, goddess. What would the yokeless one be if he were chained?"
No, that made sense. Her body pulsed with superviolet, of her accord, and she felt at peace and focused again.
"You can do this," Belial said. "Really, you must do it."
The bane below were ready to sail to the Chromeria, loaded with supplies and an army and their drafter paralyzing powers. They were going to win. They would cast off within a day or two at most, and Liv felt no armies within that distance coming to stop them before they could assault the Chromeria itself. So Kip hadn't figured it out. Sad. The blood robes couldn't be stopped then, and the Chromeria was doomed. There was nothing to be gained by joining the losing side now, was there? Ah, well. At least that made her decision easy. Releasing the fine, superviolet shielding she'd developed to hide herself from the other gods, she whistled a little tune and started down the hill to join the White King. To be worshipped, she thought, would be very fine.